CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
M dropped a bombshell in her news this morning.
A major discovery from NASA, finding seven Earth-sized planets orbiting a single star, with experts saying they could harbour life.
Seven planets. NASA is excited, guys.
And Not that unusual, though.
They're doing live videos at the moment. They're streaming all these announcements. I've been watching a couple as we speak, but they're excited to find life on another planet.
They haven't found life there yet. But do you know what makes these different from other... They find thousands of planets all the time. But do you know what makes them different?
Yeah, there's the chance of water, and it's as close to Earth as they've possibly found, where you can actually live.
Yeah.
Or it's not too hot.
Because it's orbiting... Well, it's actually orbiting a red dwarf. Our planet orbits a yellow star, the Sun, which means we're in, like, this tiny little band where we get, like, the right temperature... And, like, it's capable of holding water because we're in that tiny band. These planets aren't orbiting a yellow star, though. It's a red dwarf.
I hate when red dwarfs get in the way.
Mm.
Honestly, you're just trying to go about your life and a red dwarf tries to wreck the fun.
But they're saying that this particular red dwarf...
I've never heard of a red dwarf before.
You've never heard of a red dwarf? That's what nearly every star in the Milky Way is, a red dwarf star.
How do you know all this stuff?
I don't know. I think I've...
You've looked into it, have you?
Oh, I live with my brother for a while.
Oh, he's right into this stuff,
isn't he? Oh, he loves this stuff. Does and he always explains to me what a black hole is, and I still don't get it.
Is he an alien believer? Does he believe they're out there?
I've never asked him that, but he's an engineer, so his brain is very logical.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think he would probably say that, logically, yes, there is capable of, you know, whatever.
It's a pretty big universe out there, isn't it?
It's pretty,
you know, it's one of those things.
Surely somewhere
we're a tiny speck.
There is another planet that is capable of holding life.
But I think what they're, I mean, finding life aside, I think what they're excited about is it's a place where we can actually, you know how they've been talking about going to Mars for years and how we one day might be able to live on Mars? They're saying that this is somewhere we might be able to actually go. You know?
If you've seen the movie Passengers.
Right.
It literally, in that movie, it's like set in the future and they're on a spaceship where they're all put to sleep and they're in these pods and they have to sleep on this spaceship for 100 years because it takes 100 years to travel to this other planet that's like Earth where they're going to repopulate this planet that's similar to Earth. It's pretty much the exact same scenario.
How does it work out for those guys? Do they go?
Yeah, so it starts on the spaceship and there's all these people that are put to sleep in these pods.
Okay.
So you don't age.
You don't age, right.
When you're in the pods.
I was going to say, that's a waste of a trip if you go and then you get there and you're 100.
Yeah.
It's like you only get a day there.
Yeah, so they're asleep until, like, I think 4 months until they're set to get to this planet. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an amazing theory to think that that is something that potentially could happen.
Well, if the world keeps getting overpopulated, we've got to go somewhere.
Mm. We've ruined this planet, so.
Have we? Mm. We're slowly.
Maybe we can start again.
No, we'll ruin that one too. Don't worry about that.
Probably.
You know, one planet at a time. But if the property prices keep going up in Sydney, I mean, I'm just going to have
Surely that the prices in this new planet would cheaper.
Got to be going cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Just uploaded a video to our Facebook page, the CFM Facebook page, which you can jump on and have a look at. I was sitting out the front of Gadget Doctor in Erina, and I'm sitting there and I look in my rearview mirror and I see two people I know from work. And I thought, oh, this is a great moment for me to whip out my mobile phone, take a little video, send it to them and say, hey, guys, spotted you out and about on the Central Coast.
Creepy.
Is it creepy?
Why? Why wouldn't you put down your window and go, hey, guys, like a normal person?
I was sitting in the aircon. I was loving the aircon.
Oh,
sure. And I didn't want to have a conversation with the guys. I just wanted to go, bang, saw ya.
Do you not like
them? See you later. I like them. They're good.
Oh.
I like them.
That was a bit of a hesitation.
You know what it's like, though. You can't be bothered chatting.
You can't like everyone.
We chat here for 4 hours a day. I don't want to talk to someone after nine. Anyway, so...
Heaven forbid you have to talk to a human being.
I'm not about it. Anyway, so I sent the video and they wrote back, oh, you know, a bit of a laugh. I get to the office the next day and I'm being labelled a creep. by multiple people in the office.
And for good reason.
I walk into the boardroom, they go, how's the creepy video you took of Matt and Em the other day? Have a look at the video. Have you seen it?
I'm watching it.
Are you watching it right now? It's full private investigator, right?
It's just them walking out of Gadget Doctor.
Yeah, so Matt goes first and then Em. You can see this video at our Facebook page. But it looks a bit, not that, that, I mean, they were out selling stuff, you know, getting out on the coast and selling stuff, but the video without any context.
But there's no incriminating things on the video.
I know, but it looks like they could be, you know, spending a bit of time together. Oh. But they're not.
What, you show Emily's boyfriend this video and go, mate, I hate I'm to sorry. Break it to you, but.
I'm sorry, look.
They've been working together.
Apparently, Em said to me she showed her boyfriend the video.
Oh, really?
She said, I had to show my boyfriend.
Had because, to come clean.
Well, what if he saw that video before Em showed him and then
no!
thought that.
You're going places with another man.
Hey.
Heaven forbid.
They could be hooking up. How do I know?
They're walking out. They work together. They're walking out of a business that's associated with our company. I'm going to say it's work-related, and it's in pure daylight.
Smaller things have been taken out of context is all I'm saying.
All I'm going to say is you're lucky you're in this job because, geez, you wouldn't cut it in a private investigator world.
I thought that was a pretty good private investigator video. In my car seat, filming in the rearview mirror, getting those two walking off together.
That's all you need.
I'm onto it.
That's all you need. You should start up a place where you teach others your ways of how you do this stuff.
Well, I thought it was just a bit of friendly banter, and now I'm the creep of the office, so it's really backfired on me.
I hate to brag it to you. You were always, always the creep. Good. People just didn't tell you to your face, but now this gives people probable
proof.
Cause, yeah.
Are we getting a private investigator on this show? Are we working on that?
Yeah, I'm trying to get one.
We're trying, because I'd love to chat to a private investigator. If anyone knows of one, 13, 12, 16, get in touch with us. We did an interview with a guy once on a radio show that I worked on, and he walked in holding a little handheld camera.
Oh, okay.
And we said, what's that for? He said, oh, my part-time job's a private investigator. I've just been following this lady all day. So he just comes straight off the job.
Well, that's what he told you.
13, 12, 16, who we got there? Oh. And that's what you get from private investigators. They don't want to talk about it.
Get up with Free and Jaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number. We like to open up the show to anyone that maybe listen to our show on a daily basis, but they've just never called.
Just never felt the need to pick up the phone and call us.
Never felt the need to jump on board and have a chat to us. And, you know, we'd like to give those people an opportunity.
Brian Gaundy's long-time listener, never caller.
Long-time listener, never caller. I'm fascinated to chat to these people. Because we hang out every day, right? I mean,
yes.
We're here every day. They're with us every
Sometimes
day.
Sometimes I forget that people are even listening.
I do feel like it's just us trapped in a
in this tiny
room
studio,
here.
Yeah.
So it's good to find out the people that we hang out with every day. Jack is in Coffs Harbour. Morning, Jack.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning,
You're
Jack.
You're in Coffs Harbour?
I am.
Okay, and how's the reception there? We go all right there?
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Okay, nice.
Really?
And so can we ask, and it's a tricky question to go with because any answer could hurt us a little bit, but why haven't you called our show?
I've never really thought about it, really, about, well, and I was just heard the conversation on the radio this morning. I thought, I'll give it a ring and see how I go, because
okay.
I've never had any luck winning anything.
Okay, so you thought this was the one for you.
Oh, I thought I'd give it a go, that's for sure.
That's all you can do, mate, and if you can make it from Coffs Harbour to our first birthday party, we'd love to have you there, have a drink with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Perfect, you've got some tickets, Jack.
Next Friday night, King Cumber Hotel, we'll catch you there, Jack.
Absolutely.
Call a little more often, mate. We'd love to hear from you. That'll be maybe call your mum a bit more often too, because
you probably don't call her either.
If you're not call, yeah, exactly. Corey's in San Remo. Morning, Cors.
Morning.
G'day.
How are you, mate?
G'day.
How's it going? What's going on, Cors?
Sitting over here at Woi Woi.
Oh, my side of town. Nice.
Yeah, your side of town, mate.
Okay, so long time listener, never caller. Never caller.
Yeah.
How come you've never called us?
Because usually I have a steering wheel in my hand.
So he's responsible.
That does get
I like him already. Corey, you've got tickets to the party.
Cheers, guys.
A lot of people we chatted to last time said they were too nervous to call a radio station. Like, nerves got in the way.
Which I get that.
Yeah.
Some people just don't like that kind of thing.
I've worked in radio for a fair amount of time, though, and I've never called a radio show to be on air. The thought of it sort of creeps me out a little bit. I don't know.
It's really?
Like, well, it's scary because you're just sitting there on your phone, right, and we're in here doing what we do, and then you're... You know, you've got to wait.
You're
to
the outsider.
Yeah, exactly. It feels a bit like that. So.
I called a radio station probably 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
For, I think it was to win $1,000.
Oh.
And it was to name the voice of an ex Australian Idol artist. And I thought I had it in the bag. And I was talking to the producer and I was like, it's Guy Sebastian for sure.
Got
and
it.
She goes, she was trying to like give me hints. She's like, are you sure?
And you got to take those hints.
And I was that idiot. And I was like, yep. Yeah.
I am sure.
It's Guy Sebastian. And they're like, no, it's not.
No $1,000.
What
no
an idiot.
Who was it in the end?
I think it was Shannon Knoll.
Right. Mm. Bloody Knollsy again.
Oh, he always comes in and Knollsy. Ruins it for everyone.
God, Guy Sebastian can do it.
Knollsy cost me a grand.
He owes you $1,000.
He does.
If we have him on this show, we want $1,000 out of
exactly.
Knollsy.
Exactly.
Get up with Free and Jaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3. CFM.
Interesting article I was reading about this deposit. I'll tell you, this is a federal Nationals MP, Andrew Broad, has suggested that banks forego the deposit for first home buyers.
Well, I'm in the middle of this at the moment, literally.
So this is his proposal. He says if you've got a strong 3-year rental history and you can show that you've made these payments over 3 years, then why couldn't a bank loan you 100% of a home loan and then you just go ahead and borrow all the money and buy yourself a house? I mean, it sounds too good to be true, if I'm honest.
It's the part I'm really struggling with because I'm single and I'm looking to get into the property market by myself and I just don't have... $100,000 to put towards a deposit. It's just crazy.
And the thought of saving for that deposit over X amount of years.
Well, I've got my HEX debt too, so that really hurts me.
Exactly. It is literally impossible for people. I mean, I chat to my sister. She lives in Erina.
I was just about to say, I've chatted to your brother-in-law, Gareth, and he told me the full story.
So they're keen to buy a house as well. You know, they've got four kids.
They've rented for 10 years. Never missed a payment on the rent.
Exactly.
And they can't because they don't have a deposit.
So, I mean, when are they supposed to save a deposit? I mean, and so they're sitting there going, well, we're never going to own a house. I was in a lucky situation where Jamie, her parents have come on board as guarantors. So we didn't have to actually save the deposit. And a lot of people don't know that. If you've got someone that owns a house already or
has got
paying
enough
off
equity.
Enough equity, they can take part of that and they can go guarantors in the loan and then you can pretty much borrow 100% of the loan with their backing and that's where we were lucky enough.
Not
to do
everyone's that.
That
lucky.
No, I know
guess.
That. I get that.
Yeah.
But that was something I didn't even know. So I didn't even know that was a possible thing.
Mm-hmm.
We went to chat to our broker and it was a situation where I thought, you know, how do we get ourselves into a position to, you know, maybe in 2 or 3 years' time. And then he's the one that told me about the guarantor situation. So maybe that's a road you can go down.
My mum and dad are so savvy in terms of the property market because they've, like, used their superannuation money and they've put that into property and that you can do all kinds of different things. You just need to talk to someone about it.
Are they willing? I know that I've been to the farm there in Stanthorpe. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Are they willing to offer up any to...
Well, that's all been sold.
Help a daughter out?
Well, they've got quite a lot of things that they're paying off, so it's being discussed, but at this stage, no.
Okay, because your dad's got to worry about all those illegal immigrants that are working on
Well, it's not his business anymore, so it's the company that bought the business now that's their problem.
True,
the apple farmers.
But and they're looking for their dream home at the moment, right?
Well, they've bought the property
right.
now.
Okay.
They've bought their piece of land, but they're looking to build their dream home, forever home.
When you read that, that idea from Andrew Broad to wipe the deposit, were you excited?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's something that, would help me greatly.
A lot of people.
Yeah,
it would help
a lot of Aussies get into the property market because it's being flooded by overseas buyers at the moment who have that kind of money to spend. And every time you go somewhere to look at a property, I've found this lately, is that an overseas buyer will swoop in and they've got all this money and they'll say, we've got the money right here, we're willing to buy. So it eliminates like Aussies like myself from getting into the market because it's not as easy.
Also, and the thing that annoys me is when people like that do buy homes and then the homes just sit empty.
Well,
no,
that's
no one's
the
even,
thing.
No one's even using it. The home's just
they
sitting empty.
They just buy up the property to keep it, yeah.
Do you see a lot of that in Terrigal? I know it's a holiday destination spot and you're in a holiday rental.
Yeah.
But
a lot of homes are unoccupied.
Okay.
And they're obviously just holiday homes. But, I mean, that's the area that I live in, I guess.
Well, this is the push that they're trying for anyway, but they did get a quote from someone at Mortgage Choice who said if Australian banks were to offer 100% of the home loans, they'd be entering themselves into a high-level risk. Mm-hmm. So they don't know if the banks are going to be on board to start with. But, look, I think it's a great idea. I think it's something, if we can get young Aussies or, you know, people, Australian citizens, into the market for first home buyers,
yeah,
we need to look at doing something for these people because there'd be a lot of people listening right now stuck in a rental situation.
They don't want to be in a rental.
Don't.
And they've rented for years and have been able to rent for years. Like your sister,
yes,
it's a great opportunity for people like that to have their own home, to own their own home.
Ooh. I'm just, I'm excited by the idea.
I think it comes into, yeah, people need to have an assessment done and every case would be different. Well, and like your sister, they would be a great one that they would obviously be a good candidate for it.
Well, can't they, if it all falls through in a year's time, just sell the house, take it off them? I mean, that's what we're under anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the risk? I mean, you're going to sell that house and unless the house goes backward in value.
Ooh.
And then you're risking that there too. Anyway, we'll keep a close eye on that and hopefully something can be done there for first home buyers.
Hopefully someone just comes along and just wants to buy me a house.
Or slip you a nice $20,000 deposit.
That's fine with me. I do take bribes here at CFM.
Is that too much to ask? No.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast. 101.3 CFM.
Picture went around the office yesterday, mainly on Facebook. A guy that works here, Christopher Larpa.
I just pictured people passing around a photo, all old school. Guys, come look at this.
Have a look at
you
this.
Wouldn't believe it.
There was a picture of Christopher Larpa who works here with a hole in one, okay? From 2015, it said, look at this, standing next to the hole. He's holding the flag and he's holding the ball and he said, got a hole in one, posted. Lot of likes, a lot of comments going, whoa, that's crazy. Hole-in-ones are hard. I've never got a hole-in-one.
No.
So hole-in-ones...
And you've never played golf.
Played a couple of work days, which are a bit of fun, you know, the buggies and all that sort of stuff.
I wouldn't say that's playing.
Actually swung for a hole-in-one to win a car.
Oh, did you?
And you go into it thinking, this is a chance. It's not a chance.
It's like less of a chance than lotto.
Exactly. Exactly.
It is.
And hole-in-ones need to be earned, and that's what I believe. And I looked at this picture and I thought, no way. No way is Larpa someone that's got a hole in one. So
he doesn't have the long enough levers.
Because he's short. You're saying a short person can't get a hole in one?
All I'm saying is that his levers aren't as long as
I get
a taller person, hence the, probably can't drive the ball as far.
The distance.
I know golf terms.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You know more about it than me. I know putt-putt. That's about it. Anyway, so he came around to the desk yesterday and I secretly hit record on my phone and had it on the desk. And I wanted to quiz him about the hole-in-one because I thought if he admits to it, he says, yeah, it was a hole-in-one, I'd gee him up and say, look, I don't believe you, man. And I thought he'd...
He admitted to that it wasn't, didn't he?
I've got the audio.
Oh, I want to see what he says.
This is an elaborate lie.
Okay.
That he's been running for 2 years.
Oh, what? You just gave it away.
No, I haven't given it away because I need to set it up. It's a stitch-up on one of his mates. And I'm, like I said, hole-in-ones need to be earned, not just claimed. We can't all get around saying we've got the hole-in-one. Have a listen to his little confession. He confesses straight up.
Yeah. Did you really get a hole-in-one?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, the reason, that's an old photo. The reason I did it was a mate of ours who I play, so there's, me and two other of my good mates usually play golf together.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, Ron, wasn't with us. And so we'll just take a photo, post it on social and tag
him. Does he know, though?
No.
He doesn't know?
No.
How long has he thought that you've had a hole-in-one for?
2 years ago, actually.
2 years?
Yeah.
So the lie has been running for 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this poor Ron bloke.
What's his name?
Ron.
Let's call him. Right.
That's what
now.
I wanted to do. I said, let's call Ron and let poor Ron know. He's been left out of the loop.
Let's call Ron. Do you know his last name?
I said to Chris, I said, can we call him on the show and break it to him that he's been lied to for 2 years? And he said, oh, You know, he's one of those guys that'll probably swear a lot. Every second word is the F word. We need to break it to Ron.
Pre-record. Let's break it to Ron. Let's set it right. That's what we're about on this show.
I'm all a part of being a part of an elaborate lie and stitch up for that long. I'm all about that. But when you're talking about a hole in one in golf, these
not
things
okay.
need to be earned.
You know what this
not
reminds
just
me
claimed.
Of? It's like you've been stitched up a couple of times by yeah. one of your mates that still hasn't come forward.
Oh, with the Justin Bieber tickets. Yes.
That's an elaborate lie. No one's come forward.
That's true. Every time Bieber comes to Australia, they put up that I've got tickets with my phone number and I get all these calls from Bieber fans. And, and no one in 2 years, no one has made claim to that prank.
Because I've known you for the whole time, I get to see it happen. Like, it's so good.
Is it you?
No.
100% not you.
But what was it? Was it Justin Bieber? What was the...
Purpose tour.
And what was the first one?
Bieber Island.
Bieber Island. I didn't even know he was here.
See, and that's why I'm doing it for Ron, because I feel for Ron.
I want to call Ron just to hear his reaction. If he swears, that's brilliant.
In the middle of a 2-year prank. All right, well, let's work on getting Ron's number.
Let's call him after the show.
And we'll make LARPA confess to this 2-year
lie.
Yeah,
make him own up to it.
Yeah, so we remove ourselves from it.
It's probably going to be a big weight off LARPA's shoulders.
Would it have to be?
Yeah, and he needs that because his levers are short, so he needs all the help he can get.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaunby's movie bio guessing game.
All right, here we go, Bree.
Oh, no. Should have had the nervous wee. It's too late.
Oh, we get competitive on this show. No going easy here. I'm going to read out a movie bio. First one to buzz in with the name of the movie wins.
I don't care if I ruin someone's day by winning. I just want the win.
Hey, a few weeks, you've gone 3 from 3 wins. It's rare. I think you've lost maybe 2 times.
I've lost a couple of times.
Okay, we're going to take on Narelle in Batto this morning. Morning, Narelle.
Morning, Narelle.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Now, Narelle, are you competitive like Bree? Are you good to go?
Oh, I'll just see what happens. I'm not going to judge anything.
Okay.
Sounds super competitive.
Just relax.
Oh, we'll see what happens.
All right, guys, I'm going to read the movie bio.
You have to buzz in with your name, Narelle.
Buzz in with your name if you think
Thank
you know
you.
This movie.
Okay. Can you turn down the music? I need to concentrate.
Okay. Turn it down
just a little bit.
Here we go. Okay.
All right.
Play along, listening to this. Here we go.
Okay, we're ready. Give it to us.
It's 1970. TV is alive and well. One man is at the top of his game. He enjoys a long run at the top. He has
Bree.
For the last 5 years.
Bree.
His team, okay, I won't give any more. I won't give any more than that.
Oh, I buzzed in very early.
I had more to go. I had more.
It's one of my favourites, if I'm right.
If you think you know what it is.
Is it Anchorman?
Correct.
Yes!
He is off to a good start.
Get in there!
Anchorman it is.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Narelle, thanks for calling the show. We move on to Angus
thanks,
this morning.
But no cigar, Narelle.
Angus, good morning.
Morning.
Howdy, guys.
Do you know your movies, mate?
Oh, I know a fair few of them.
Okay, we'll get set for this.
Bring it, Angus.
This one's a little bit tougher, I believe.
Okay.
Okay, here
All
we
right,
go.
Here we go.
The sun rises over the fields in Chicago. A rusty old ship rests on land, seemingly deserted for ages. Lake Michigan appears to be mostly dried up. We move to the rest of the area, where people are walking around wearing uniforms of identical colours to match their place of living. Beatrice explains that after a great war, society has divided into five separate factions. Oh, Angus.
Hunger Games.
Oh, no, I know what it is.
Hunger Games is incorrect.
I've had a brain explosion, but I know who's in it.
Beatrice is a big giveaway.
I know the second... Okay, I've got it.
Yes.
Because I was thinking of the second one. Is it Divergent?
Correct.
Got it.
Oh, Divergent it is. Hey, Angus, you buzzed in and that was a good guess, mate. Thanks for calling the show.
Ciao, guys.
Oh, see you, buddy.
Thanks, Angus.
Appreciate that. Let's go to Dan in Tookley. Morning, Dan.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're well. Are you
I'm
a movie
feeling
buff?
Good, Dan.
Oh, I'm ready.
Throw some smack talk at Bree real quick. Go on.
you know, she's going pretty good. I don't think I can do it.
I like it. He's taken the opposite approach. Now he's in my head.
Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Come on. Three from three. Come on.
Here we go. Here's the movie. The film opens with a young Casey Becker receiving phone calls. At first, it seems as though she's gotten the wrong number. But it soon becomes clear that someone is toying with her. Someone is toying with Casey. Who's toying with Casey?
Oh, no, this could be any movie, but is it When a Stranger Calls?
When a Stranger Calls is...
Oh, no, I think I'm busting too early.
When a Stranger Calls is... Incorrect.
Oh, no.
Incorrect.
I still have a chance here. If Dan doesn't
if
know
you
it.
Can't buzz in, Dan, we continue with the bio and Bree can buzz in. Do you think you know that movie?
Oh, I can't buzz in yet. No, you're going to have to give me more.
Okay, here comes more.
I'm back in
Bree's
the game.
Back in the game. In the here
game,
we go. Right. The voice is toying with her and his voice gets more and more threatening. Casey becomes frightened when she realises her caller can see her. She begins
Dan.
Dan is in.
It's a stab in the dark, but it's not... I Know What You Did Last Summer.
A stab in the dark at I Know What You Did Last Summer. No pun intended with stab in the dark. That is... incorrect.
Oh, no.
Incorrect.
Oh, does that mean I get a guess?
Yeah, no, you can have a guess if you think you know what it is from there.
Oh.
Come on, guys. When I say the name of the movie, you're going to know exactly what
really?
It is. Yes.
Is it Scream? Oh, my God, it is!
Scream it is! Bree's got it! Oh, wow. Three from three this morning. I've got to say, Dan, you played a good game.
Oh, well played, Dan.
I tried.
A you good competitor.
You played a good game. I'm going to give
Dan... But unfortunately, not as good as me, Dan. I'm the winner.
Congratulations.
Bree is three Dan. From three, but he played best
he
on ground this morning.
MVP.
Morning. We'll give you these tickets to the Disney Film Festival at Event Cinemas Tugra, mate. Enjoy.
Nice work, Dan.
Oh, thank you very much, guys.
Too easy. The kids will love that. Feel good?
I feel amazing at ruining people's day today.
Good game this morning. Back again next week.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
When you're talking big brands at the top,
mm-hmm.
you got, you know, people side with one or the other, don't they? Holden or Ford?
Holden.
Nike or Adidas?
Oh, actually, I don't mind Ford.
Okay, well, and you can go between the two.
Yeah, I go back and forth.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nike or Adidas?
Ooh, I like both.
Okay, so this is the thing.
I'm just very, very, what's that called?
I don't know.
When you can't pick between two things?
Indecisive.
I'm just very indecisive.
Samsung or Apple?
Ooh, Apple.
Apple, okay.
Yeah, I'm an Apple person.
Well, you've got your Apple computer, you've got your Apple iPhone as well.
iPad. I am rich.
I'm rolling in it. I'm rolling.
I've got so many technology things.
Hey, with Samsung at the moment, I saw an ad on TV the other night and they're talking about, remember their batteries blew up in their latest
Samsung
phone?
Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah, and they had to do a whole bunch of recalls.
They've got that ad playing at the moment.
Well, here's the ad.
Oh, this is the ad.
Yeah, and it's sort of them apologising for that and saying, hey, we fixed a whole bunch of stuff to get it right. This is that ad.
At Samsung, safety has always been our priority. Since our Galaxy Note 7 recall, we've further improved the smartphone manufacturing process and developed an 8-point battery safety check. We've done extensive stress testing on our batteries, testing devices to the extreme. It's all part of our commitment to safer devices. Our commitment to innovation will never stop, because innovation is our legacy and quality is our priority.
So there's the ad there, and I saw that on TV and I just thought, all I heard while that ad was playing was, we stuffed up, we're sorry, please like us again.
It put them back 10 years, I reckon.
Do you think?
Because I think that the Galaxy and the Samsung phones were starting to make some ground up on the Apple phones. And now because of this, it's ruined their reputation.
So you think some people go about there when they're choosing to buy a phone, they go, oh, don't know, because of the
when you're sitting at
thing.
The airport and over the loudspeaker comes, if you have a Samsung Galaxy phone, please make it known to staff.
That does happen.
And you're not allowed to take it on an aeroplane.
That 100% does happen, doesn't it?
Terrifies
still,
me.
Still, to, yeah, even though they've made the fix-ups. Anyway, I watched that ad and I thought, what would it be like if they could, you know, just say what they probably should say?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It was one of those things where they could just
be
lay
real.
It all, lay it all on the line.
Be real.
And look, I've got an Apple phone. I've used a Samsung in the past. I had a Samsung phone for a bit, but I thought maybe this would be that ad.
At Samsung, making money has always been our priority. Since our Galaxy Note 7 battery explosions, we've fired a bunch of people for making us look stupid and made sure they'll never work in this industry ever again. We've done extensive research into Apple, and now we're as close as we possibly could be to the iPhone. It's all a part of our commitment to make sure you at least have that one friend with an Android phone you don't know how to take photos with when they ask you to. Seriously, have you tried that after a couple of drinks? Impossible. Our commitment to being hard to use will never stop, because messing with iPhone users is our priority.
See, now, if you saw that on the TV, respect.
Just the truth.
You know?
We have spies planted at iPhone. And that's how we come up with all our new ideas.
I forgot about the plane stuff and that you couldn't get on a plane with, with the Samsung phones. Anyway, moral of the story. It's all good now, guys. You can buy a Samsung again.
I will never purchase one of those phones.
It's all good, guys. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
13, 12, 16 is our number. If you want to get involved in the show, I got these tickets to the Weber Circus Family Pass.
Perfect for this.
To give away this morning.
We're talking about creepy stuff your kids have said.
The creepy, creepy kids.
Oh, I've got some good
ones. Creepy little... You insert your own word there.
All right. So these are all from people all over the world who contributed to this list of creepy things that their kids have said. This is the first one. It says, we had just moved into a new house and two kids showed up at the door.
So it's not even their kids.
No, it's not their kids.
Oh, this is even weirder.
When I asked if I could help them, one of them said, our mum wants us to tell you that the old people who used to live here are buried at the end of the road. They then ran off, and I've never seen those kids ever again.
Oh, that sounds like something we did as kids.
Is that kids messing with them or what? Come on. That's creepy. Kids. Here's one. My four-year-old drew a picture of a black monster. She looked at me, and she said, he told me to draw this. He's coming for you. You better hide now, Mummy.
See, now that's your kid. You can't escape that kid.
What is going on?
At least the first two kids you never see again. That kid is in your house every
living
night of the week.
Living with you under the same roof. Here's another one of those. One night, I let my three-year-old sleep with me because my husband was gone. It was dead quiet in the house, and she rolls over and she whispers, I've got you where I want you now. I'm going to eat you when you fall asleep.
Oh, God.
Either that kid is hilarious.
Or possessed.
Or possessed. One or the other.
Kids hold all the power. If they knew how creepy they could be, they would have us backed into a corner.
This is one from an 18-month-old. So a one-and-a-half-year-old.
You're only just starting to talk.
Well, it's not something they said. It's something they did. It says, when my daughter was about 1.5, my grandpa George died. We had a photo of the grandparents on the fridge right alongside the alphabet magnets that all people have on the fridge. The day of the funeral, I was getting her breakfast ready while she played with the magnets on the fridge. I turned around and she had spelled out George right under my grandparents' photo.
And George was his name, I'm guessing.
And that was his name. Yeah, Grandpa George had died.
Grandpa George.
It's a 1.5-year-old.
I tell you, George had possessed that kid.
What is going on?
13, 12, 16 is our number. Some calls
this is
coming
like,
through
this
morning.
This is like contraception.
Yeah, oh, big time. Big time. Let's take one now really quickly. Bree.
Morning, Bree.
Morning, Bree.
Morning, guys.
What's the creepy thing that your kid did?
Oh, it's my daughter, actually, Sahara. She sleeps with her eyes open, and she also walks during the night as she's asleep. And one night, we were just gone to bed, and you know when you start to doze off? And
yeah.
So we start dozing off, and then all of a sudden, we felt like something was there. And we're thinking, what's that? And I've opened my eyes, and so is my partner. And he's shitting. He's in fright because... my daughter was standing over the top of him. And he's, and then he's gone to her, what are you doing? She goes, nothing. And he kept going to her, what are you doing? Go back to bed. And she goes, nothing. Nothing.
Trade her in at the kids' door.
Put her up for adoption. It's the only thing to do.
Get a new kid, Bree.
It's the only thing to do, Bree.
Trade her in.
Oh. And then he goes, so go back to bed. And she just kept standing there. And he had to get up and actually walk her back to bed.
Oh, that's a whole lot of no.
No, nope. Thanks.
Oh, it was freaky as. She's a bit freaky.
Oh, God.
Not all right.
She done it again since?
No, she hasn't actually walked into our room since, but she does get up through the night.
She's ripped a bunch of heads off dolls. I mean, there's that's it.
Cuts all their hair, but whatever.
And stabs them. I mean, what is that? That's nothing. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Call's coming through. We'll take some more next.
I hope to hear one where the kid just goes, I'll find you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3. CFM.
I just want to do this real quick. The guys from Capital One Real Estate are in the hallways here at CFM and we're playing in the speakers and they're just walking around. I just want to... Capital One Real Estate. This is God. Bring Bree and Gaunzi candy and you will go to heaven.
I like that God.
I wonder if they heard that out there.
I'm sure they did. Or if anyone in their car would like to bring candy, we do accept.
We accept candy from anyone.
Of course we accept.
Which, don't do that from strangers.
No, we are not strangers though, so you can accept candy from us. Hey, 13, 12, 16 is our number. Some great calls coming through this morning for this, Bree.
Creepy things your kids have said.
Miranda on 13, 12, 16. Morning.
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 What's the creepy thing your kid said?
It was my daughter. She was supposed to be in bed one night and I was downstairs in my room watching TV or something and she suddenly appeared in the room in the dark with a sword that she had taken from my son's room and said in a really serious voice, this is how I'm going to slice you up, and then mimed through the air how she was going to slice off my skin with the sword.
Send her back to the hospital.
I can't even laugh at that. That is a full-blown creepsville.
Get a new kid. That one's broken.
Is this a regular occurrence?
I slept with one eye open for a while after that.
I bet you did.
Has she ever done anything like that before?
No, she hasn't. So I made sure that all the knives were up really high when I go to bed at night.
Good idea, Miranda. Very good idea.
Just a little lock on the outside of the door that she does not know about, just to separate.
Put her in a cage at night time if
I'd
you
love
need to.
Do that.
Miranda.
That is a good one.
Thanks for the call this morning. I feel for you. Trace, good morning.
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 What's the creepy thing your kid did or said?
This is my four-year-old daughter and we're in the car and we'll be driving along and there'll be people jogging on the side of the road and she'd say, look at those humans, Mummy. They look funny. And from now on she refers to everybody like that she sees doing something funny as a human. That's how she refers to people. And I'll say to her, aren't you a human too, though? And she'll say, no, Mummy. And she'll just start laughing. Like she doesn't really answer the question.
How creepy is the laugh?
Is it like a...
It's just like a, don't be stupid, Mummy, don't know what you're talking about. Like
She's an alien, Tracy.
Yeah, I think so.
She's the modern-day version of E.T.
Are you worried about sending her to school?
I do, because the teacher's even said to me, like, she calls people human. And she just tells it, like, it's just not a person. It's just, look at that human. Like,
look
and
at
it's
that
always,
stupid
I was just weird.
Human.
It's unfortunate we can't pick the personality of our kids, isn't it? I mean,
can you tell her to send a message to her home planet?
Yeah.
And tell her that we're peaceful here on Earth.
Oh, Trace.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, you're stuck with...
it's very creepy.
You're stuck with that one, Trace. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Hey.
What about these other calls? We're going to get to those? Or are they the... What have you got?
I heard a really creepy one. Apparently, this guy said his daughter told him that she was going to live at home forever. And she's 28.
Is that your sister?
Yes.
What's you?
My dad was terrified.
How old's your sister?
She's 29, actually.
And where does she live?
At home.
At home, yeah.
My parents are scared for their lives.
I bet they are. Yeah. That's a 29-year horror
scared
story.
Scared for their retirement.
I'd take the four-year-old slicing off the skin.
way less scary.
Exactly, yeah. Than that, you know? I can handle a four-year-old. Gabby, who's on the show next.
Hey,
you've got something on this too, right? You said your cousin texted you or something?
Oh, no, my cousin gave me a little card and it said, had two stick figures. And I said, just draw me a card, draw me something nice. She's like, okay, Gabby, ran off, came back, had a card. It had a stick figure saying, I think there's a storm coming. And the other stick figure says, I think you're right.
Wait. Did a storm come?
I don't know.
That's a big question.
But she doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
You should have
said
yes.
Yes for the story.
For the world of radio.
Next time you tell that story, say yes.
Did a storm come?
Yes. Which was the weirdest thing. It was so bizarre.
When we replay that story, we'll cut straight to the storm.
Exactly. Cut it out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.